The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
Let's go, baby!
Are you ready for a break?
Yes.
Are you ready for a break?
Absolutely.
Ready for a break?
Yeah, and so much for that.
It's time for The Break on DallasCowboys.com.
We were on the break!
With Ambar Garcia, Brian Broaddus, Patrick Walker, and Derek Eagleton.
It is Friday, December 29th, 2023, season 19, episode 90, number 98. Welcome to the latest edition of The Break, live from the SWBC Mortgage Studios at the Star. It is college day here on The Break, as you can tell from me and Brian.
Not me.
You didn't wear your college gear today, but that's okay. You can be a Texas Longhorn fan.
I should have.
Because
I
your
did.
Brother
yeah,
is a
I
Texas
do have
Longhorn
a lot of
fan. Yeah, so we can just kind of take you on with us. And we're getting ready for some fun football this weekend between the pros and the college guys. It's going to be a good weekend. Hopefully a good weekend by the time we come back in here on Tuesday. But today we're going to get you guys ready for Cowboys versus Lions. We'll do some questions around that game, get you guys prepared there. Hopefully, at some point in the game, in the show, we will also have a time to talk a little bit about the NFC and what's going on there and where the Cowboys sit and what they need to happen for their chances as far as certain seeds in the playoffs. Amber's got a game for us in segment two, so we got a lot going on today. Let's jump right in. Brian, give me some updates here on injuries for Tyron Smith, Chuma Edoga, and Rico Dowdle.
Yeah, Rico Dowdle is not going to play. I was told yesterday that Tyron Smith will play, and then Edoga will then, he's dealing with the toe injury, that he will be the backup. So good news at the left tackle spot for the Cowboys. We'll see what happens with the running back situation. There's a chance, listening to Mike McCarthy, he talked with Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan this morning. He was talking about the possible elevation of Deuce Vaughn and some potential packages and stuff like that. This will be an interesting game in the way that they use Deuce Vaughn. And I say it with what I know about Detroit's blitzing linebackers.
Mm.
You know, you have to be very mindful. Yes, you have packages. Yes, you have ways to get him involved. But is it one of those things where that you sometimes you have to play him in certain spots? And with the way that the Lions like to blitz their linebackers and the way that they blitz their safeties, blitz pickup is going to be a huge part of this football game. And last week, what we saw in the Dolphins game was some indecision. Maybe it was a road environment. You know, Nate Newton, Dave Campo on the broadcast the other night, you know, the Crosstalk show, talking about communication at home being better. So, yeah, I'm curious of how much do we really see Deuce Vaughn in this game. And, you know, there's also some reasons that he, you know, because of his lack of height, he doesn't play on a lot of special teams.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that, you know, I mean, how many plays when you carry him to this game, as Bill Parcells would say, how many plays are you going to get out of him? Is this going to be 5 plays, 6 plays, 8 plays? You know, that's going to be the trick, because he is taking a spot out of some necessity because you don't have Rico Dowdle in the lineup.
You know what I would wonder, and that's under that situation, is this a game where, because those linebackers blitz quite a bit, that maybe you feel like because of Deuce's size, you can kind of leak him out a little bit, and if he leaks out and now you got him in open field and you can just throw the ball out to him quickly and get him out in space, maybe that's how you can take advantage of that, those linebackers, linebacker blitzes, and actually slow that down a bit to where they're like, hey, maybe we shouldn't do that because we got to account for the fact that this guy can leak out on us.
The one encouraging thing that we've seen from the Cowboys, and it has shown up at times, is their ability to run a screen game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's going to be, you know, how do you get the screen game incorporated, and is he part of the screen game?
Yeah.
You know, we can see bunch formations when we talk about bunches, you know, 3-4 guys lined up to the outside and then throwing the ball quick on the screen before you catch the blitz and then hope, you know, you get the block. We saw a double screen last week where Dak, you know, he threw to the 3-blocker side instead of the 4-blocker side, probably something he'll look at and go, I'm not going to make that mistake ever again. I'm going to make sure I get it to the four blocker side. But yeah, that's the swings, the releases. Those are all part of what you can absolutely do with Deuce Vaughn in a football game.
This is a tough game to have him out there. I mean, he's a weapon. We've seen him
quality
go
player,
at it.
Yeah,
very good back, but obviously size has been a thing. But it hasn't affected him because he still is super fast and a very skilled player. But what scares me is we haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah.
And just throwing him out there in a game against the Lions where they have so many aggressive players, it just... I am excited to see him, but at the same time, I'm kind of like, oh, is it going to be a good thing?
Yeah.
Is he going to be able to shine? Or are you just putting him in a bad position where you're just kind of throwing him out there since he hasn't been used in a long time?
I remember having conversations with Jesse Holly about this. And the one thing about Deuce that you'll notice, he will look fresher than everybody else playing. That's the one, you know, his legs and the lack of hits and all that, you will, when you hand him the ball, you will be able to tell that he hasn't had to endure an NFL season like some of these other backs have had to. So I think that's the positive, that sometimes you put somebody into the lineup and they shine because they haven't played, but their body hasn't taken the wear and tear and the hits. Now, what you do worry about is, though, the hits, you know, and Deuce Vaughn is not a fumbler, or, you know, you just don't want it to be like they started using Hunter Lipke, and Hunter Lipke the week before we saw was a much, he's blocking, and you're kind of, and we saw Hunter Lipke carry the ball, and it was like, man, this is good. It's third and one, fourth and one. Hunter Lipke's getting 2-3 yards a run, and then you hand it to him, and then you have the fumble, whether that was his not clamping down, or Dak, you know, I mean, I think that Hunter probably thought that maybe Dak was going to pull it. I don't know. I mean, just depending on, you know, who you ask. But, you just don't want some guy that has not played in a long time, and then all of a sudden that first hit, second hit, and now the ball's knocked loose. And now that it goes from being a positive, like we saw with Hunter Lipke, to a
negative.
Don't get him out of the lineup. I don't want to see Hunter Lipke in the lineup anymore. But you know what? They're going to need him in this game if, in fact, I mean, he's probably going to be the primary, the second back if you really, really look at it.
I was wondering, is Malik Davis going to end up being in that kind of role? And Lipke still kind of handles his responsibilities I don't know if they're going to use him in short yardage as they did last week. But I don't know. Malik Davis becomes an option, though.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember if Malik Davis has any more elevations left to his game. You know, I think that they've used him. And the one thing about it is this is a team that, and I was kind of wondering, too, is this the type of game, and it's important for both teams. I mean, this game is really important for both teams.
Seeding matters here, yeah.
And I wonder if you're in a situation where you would actually remove somebody on the roster to make sure that you had Malik Davis on the roster.
Yeah.
You know, but they obviously, you know, have confidence in Hunter Lipke, and they have confidence in Deuce Vaughn that they can get it done. To have all those guys active, though, too, it'd be four backs that you'd have active, right? I don't know if the special teams numbers or the numbers, the count that they need for the offense and defense might be allowing them to do that.
Maybe they don't need to use Hendershot as much.
That's something, you know, you can.
That's a luxury.
Yeah, you can honestly think about, you know, it's unfortunate because Hendershot the other day, you know, a tough chance. The ball gets thrown to him in the middle. Dak's trying to feed it to him. You catch it. He's on the 1 yard line.
Yeah.
Now you're in a situation where you're kind of thinking about maybe we need. You know, you can maybe get this, go for this. But his star or stock, it has diminished, I think, in a lot of eyes.
Yeah, yeah. It's been a tough year for him.
It has.
All right. Let's jump into the matchup. Tell me, as far as the offense of the Detroit Lions, who do you think is a player that should be most concerning for Dallas?
You got anybody in mind there, AG?
The running back duo? I mean, that's an easy one, really, to say. They're so fast and talented and skilled. And This is no breaking news or anything. We all know this. The Cowboys defense has struggled in stopping the run. And I think anytime you have a running back that can really, really run and escape and is so quick in his breaks and so skilled, that can bring problems for this defense. So I think that's an easy one for me to say to pick running back for sure.
Yeah, I'll go different from AG there because she's absolutely right about the running back situation. Amon-Ra St. Brown is a guy that when you look at him at wide receiver and what he's been able to do, you know, targets to receptions are just like he doesn't drop the ball. He doesn't miss the ball. He doesn't, you know, he's one of those guys you could tell by watching tape the game is super fun for him and he's competitive and he wants to play well and it's important. And he's a really good route runner. He's very detailed in the way he plays. There's no sloppiness to his game. Sometimes you'll play against a wide receiver that is a little sloppy in his routes, sloppy with his technique, sloppy with his hands. Not this kid. He's just a and you look at golf, he that's his guy. I mean, he throws the ball to St. Brown, and you know he's likely going to come up with it. You could throw the tight end in there as well as a guy that you would worry. You know, we'll see how they play him. The Cowboys safeties, Hooker has been playing better. Wilson, we've talked about near the line, is better than playing back. So, they've got a couple of things that they're going to have to deal with in this game, especially.
I'll throw out Sam Laporta just because, in my opinion, this is the best tight end that the Cowboys will have seen since they saw Kittle. And we saw what Kittle did to them. And I worry about that tight end. As skilled a tight end as Sam Laporta is, that could be a problem for Dallas. We'll see how it ends up this weekend. Let's talk about the defensive side of the ball. Who's the defensive player that you think the Cowboys should be most concerned with?
I'll tell you what, Aiden Hutchinson would be real easy to say, and I'll let you say Aiden Hutchinson if you like. I think Alex Anzalone, the linebacker, and I say this out of respect, just because last week blitzing linebackers weren't being picked up, and that affected the game. There were several times where a blitzing linebacker was not blocked. And all of a sudden, your blocking scheme went to hell. The quarterback was struggling to get the ball out, and you had negative plays. And so, you know, you're talking about the linebacker in the league that has 26 pressures, which is tied for the most of any off-ball linebacker in the league. So if I'm Aaron Glenn, the defensive coordinator in Detroit, I'm thinking, well, I'm gonna find out if Dallas can pick up blitzes today. I'm going to find out. They might hit me on a play or two, but I'm going to find out if they could pick up a blitz. But these linebackers, I think, both of them are pretty good. Jack Campbell, the big downhill player for them, I think is a effect. You got to get a hat on him. But Anzalone with the ability to rush the passers got me a little bit nervous right now.
Yeah. Well, obviously, I am going to pick Hutchinson. Yeah. Hutchinson. You talk about a big guy that can move. The speed that he has, the ability that he has to play different places and get to the quarterback. We saw the struggles that the O-line had last week, and I don't think that's any different than this week. They're still dealing with the same issues as last week. He's a guy that can get to the quarterback, and not only that, but create turnovers as well, get his hands on the ball. So that is something that I'm pretty concerned, I would say, looking at how Dallas played last week, how many times they got to Dak. Luckily, they didn't really turn the ball over other than the time with Hunter Lipke. Yeah. But it does worry me that Dak is constantly under pressure and him getting to him and possibly recovering the ball.
Yeah.
That's an area of concern for me this week because that guy, he's hard to stop.
Yeah, I think I would go with Hutchinson as well, mainly because of the matchup.
Yeah.
I think this game is going to ride in a lot of ways on that matchup between Hutchinson and Steele. Whoever wins that matchup has a great chance to win this game because ultimately, I'm not really afraid of the Detroit defense. And quite frankly, I don't think Detroit will necessarily They're not necessarily coming to this game afraid of Dallas's defense.
Right.
I think they feel like there's some things they can take advantage of. And so I think this is going to be just a high-scoring game. What you can't afford to do is let Hutchinson dominate Steele on that side. And then what ends up happening is your passing game isn't what it needs to be in order to keep up and keep scoring.
Right.
Because you're going to have to keep scoring, I think, in this game.
I'll throw another guy out there, Nickel Brian Branch, who could play in the slot. And they're, I think they're a little bit compromised on the outside with Cameron Sutton. He's been nicked up a little bit. I think they can make some plays on the outside. The safety group is good, but Branch is a nickel. Coming out of Alabama, he was a safety. He can play. He can cover. He's shown he can cover. I don't know how much I would put CeeDee Lamb in the slot this week.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't. And I know Lamb makes a lot of his play, you know, he's had a large number of his plays have been on the outside. His slot play stuff is super impressive, as we all know. Branch is really good at covering, and he can, and all these guys are kind of ball hawking players, and so Dak needs to be aware of that. But if I'm Mike McCarthy and the staff, I'm trying to keep CeeDee Lamb away from Brian Branch, number 32, as much as I can in this football game.
All right, we're going to take our first break. We will come back. We will get into a little bit of game action here from Amber. We'll do that in just a minute. This is DallasCowboys.com radio.
Todd thought it would be secure to jog in the cheetah savannah. Todd believed the big cat repellent he bought online was reliable. And now Todd is trying to be faster than this cheetah that can run 80 miles per hour. But the good news is Todd has AT&T 5G that is fast, reliable, and secure. And he learned the best thing to do is stop running and toss her the backpack with the beef stew. AT&T 5G. Fast, reliable, secure. It's not complicated.
5G requires compatible plan and device. 5G may not be available in your area. See att.com/5G for you for details.
Cowboys fans, after that move, we've just coined the term Rowdy Replay. Let's roll back the tape.
Okay, there's our mascot Rowdy cheering on the boys. And now he's on his phone, on his Bank of America mobile banking app?
Staying on top of his finances with his virtual financial assistant, Erica.
Bank of America's digital tools are so impressive. Cowboys fans just can't stop banking. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/can't stop banking.
Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
Welcome back into Dear Doctor, the show where I answer life's questions with an ice-cold can of Dr. Pepper. Sheila, let's hear from our next caller, would you?
Dear Doctor, my friend supported me during a tough time, but what's the right gift that says, thanks for being a shoulder to cry on?
Okay, this one's easy. I say, give her a delicious Dr. Pepper. Nothing says, thanks, girl, better than a one-of-a-kind soda. Yes, any Dr. Pepper flavor will do. Now, just a reminder that I don't need to be a real doctor to know that Dr. Pepper is the one you deserve.
They say champions are remembered, but legends are never forgotten. United Ag and Turf offers a winning lineup of John Deere equipment built to tackle any challenge on and off the field. Legendary John Deere tractors, combines, residential mowers, commercial mowers, compact construction equipment, Gator utility vehicles, and a full line of golf and sports turf equipment. United Ag and Turf, the official Ag and Turf equipment supplier of the Dallas Cowboys. Visit unitedagandturf.com to find a location near you.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Back to the break.
Enjoy premier dining, shopping, and experiences from over 20-plus restaurants, shops, and more at the Star District. Check out the Women's Boutique Flea Style of Frisco and the official boot partner of the Dallas Cowboys, Lucchese. Enjoy the New Year's celebration at Snowbird's Cocktail Lounge, Concrete Cowboy, and City Works Eatery and Poorhouse. Visit thestardistrict.com for the full directory.
Welcome back. Second segment of the Break Life in SWBC Mortgage Studios at the Star. Amber, it is your turn. What you got?
There's big blockchain a little love here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This segment presented by blockchain.com.
That way I get paid next week.
Let's go, my wingman here.
Brian will not let that
He's
one fly.
He's not going to let me go.
Hey, I know loves how, that blockchain.
I got to take care of the sponsors.
I know how important sponsors are.
All right, we're going to do a little game of Would You Rather. And these are questions sent by fans.
Oh. All right.
The first one is from Kelly Schoolcraft. He's asking, moving forward, would you rather the Cowboys average 150 rushing yards as a unit per game or hold opponents to under 100 rushing yards per game?
Wow.
He says that currently Dallas has averaged the same amount of rushing yards per game as they've given up to opponents, 115 according to ESPN.
Easy for me. Stop the run. The worst thing you can do in any game is get into a situation like what happened in Buffalo where the other team's like, we're running it and you can't stop us.
Mm-hmm.
You are it demoralizes you. Stop the run, first and foremost.
He's absolutely right. There's nothing worse than standing there, and it gets colder and wetter, and the clock is, like, melting, and it's really not moving.
Yeah. You know, you're like, let this game be over.
You're just praying that you used to experience in high school football, my son, the running clock, and I was like, please just let the clock run.
Right.
But you just stand there, and you're getting colder and wetter, and they're running the ball, and you can't stop them. That's the most demoralizing feeling there is in football.
The worst.
I agree with you guys, too.
Yeah.
Stop the run.
It's the worst.
It's so fun when you're – we had a game one time at Green Bay. We threw the ball for 250 and ran it for 250 against the Bears. And it was so much fun to be a part of a game like that. But still, when you're getting the 250 put up on you, there was time – you remember this, Derek. There were three games in a row or a year where we gave up 200-yard rushers.
Yes. Like, that was miserable.
Yeah, three games in a row with Charlie Garner. And I mean, it was crazy.
Wasn't Baltimore part of that? I think they had Priest Holmes and somebody else, I want to say. It was bad. Yeah, it was
– Three straight games of over 200-yard – a single 200-yard rusher in a game. And that I just – at that point in time, I just wanted to leave. I really wanted to leave.
It was bad.
All right, Brian Woodward, he's asking, would you rather the Cowboys go on the road as a 5 seed against a lesser opponent or be the 2nd seed and play a hot team like the Rams at home?
Give me the 2nd seed. Give me the opportunity to play. You know, I'll take the Rams are playing great football right now.
Yeah.
They really are. And they're going to be there. If you get the 5th seed, that's my secret weapon to try and knock some of the top seeds out.
Mm-hmm.
But give me the opportunity to have an initial home game, which means I'd win the division. And then give me the opportunity to maybe host some more games after that, depending on how things shake out. So I'll take the home game and the chance against the Rams.
Yeah, I'm with you. I look at the way this team is playing this year. They're a different team at home and on the road.
Yeah.
And again, I don't really know. This weekend's going to tell me a lot about whether that's about opponents or not.
Yeah.
But the fact is, I still would ride with home. So give me the home game. I'll take the Rams. We've already played the Rams. It's fine. I'll take the Rams. But give me that home game.
Yeah, the thing about the playing on the road, I don't know if Tampa's playing pretty well right now.
Yeah.
Tampa's probably, by the time you get to them, might be on a 6-game winning streak.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's no guarantee of going to Tampa, especially with Baker Mayfield, and they're kind of running the ball a little bit now.
Yep.
And they're just good enough on defense.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of damned if you do, if you damned.
Well, we know at some point they're going to have to go on the road,
obviously. Yeah.
But, yes, I'd rather take the home play at home first and then start moving up rounds.
And the fact of the matter is if you're the 2 seed, you're going to get 2 home games.
Yeah.
So
you
wouldn't have to go on the road until presumably you would have to match up with San Francisco in a championship game if you kept winning. So I look at that and I'm like, for the possibility of being at home for as long as
chance.
I can, like I'm taking
it. Well, if you look at it right now, the way it's stacked up, if you get to the 2 seed, you're going to play the Seahawks. Seahawks are the 7-hole right now.
Yeah.
Rams are in the 6. That means they would have to go to Detroit at 3, I guess.
Yes.
Detroit would be the third probably team there. So
you
catch the Seahawks again. That would maybe not be bad.
I mean,
that was a tough game, though. God, that was a tough
game. Seattle and L.A., you've already beat both those teams.
Right.
Now you beat both of them at home.
Seattle scares me more than the Rams.
Not me. The Rams, I think, have gotten hotter as the season's going on. And I think the Seahawks have kind of settled a little bit more. I'm more afraid of the Rams than
still,
I am Seahawks.
But something about the Seahawks, I just feel, I don't know. I just see more aggressiveness.
Matthew Stafford is playing like at an MVP level. They went, I say this a lot, they went to Baltimore on a noon kickoff across the country and were a punt return away from taking a victory. And and we're all, Baltimore's like, oh, no, can anybody beat Baltimore? Well, no, the Rams almost did. You know, the Rams are playing really, really well.
Yeah, and don't forget, you want to talk about running the ball. they have come to life. The Rams have come to life with Kyren Williams running the ball. Yeah. He is a beast right now. Yeah. I don't really want to see that running game right now until Dallas figures that part. Because, by the way, that running game, you also got to think about, they got two receivers on the outside that can get you two. I just think that offense has gotten a lot better than when the Cowboys played them.
They have.
They've gotten a lot better.
But something about it, it's just one of those, there's no reason for it, but just like a vibe about it that I'm just like, I don't know. For some
I kind
reason,
of feel like Seattle falls apart at the end of games. I know they beat the Eagles, you know, came back with that. Yeah. They're usually a fall apart.
Hey, real
team.
Quick, I want to show you that. I just pulled this up quickly. Kyren Williams, check this out. Over the last six games.
He didn't play against the Cowboys.
No, but last six games. 104 yards rushing, 152 yards rushing, 114 yards rushing, and 88 was his low. 143 yards rushing, 158 yards rushing. Like, this guy's putting up days. Like, I'm just saying, like, if you're worried about run game and stopping the run, you probably don't want to play the Rams right now.
Yeah.
All right, Anthony C., would you rather see Dallas win four straight Super Bowls but lose a year of your life?
What?
Or gain 10 years of your life but never see them win a Super Bowl?
Again, really easy. I love the Cowboys.
I love living, though.
But, I got things I want to do. No.
I'll add 10 more years. Yes.
Do I get to choose
the
year?
Give me the extra 10 years.
Do I get to choose the year?
Yeah.
No.
It just could happen, right? I'm going to get four Super Bowls, and I can't choose the year at the very end? I can't say, okay, here's my Super Bowl.
You just lose 1 year of your life and enjoy four Super Bowls.
Nah, man.
Or no Super Bowls, and you gain 10 years.
I love sports.
But you've been to a Super Bowl already.
I have.
So.
I have. And, you know, it's funny. I thought we went back the next year, but I went to Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. You just never know when you're going to get to go back again. But it's only 1 year, right?
No, man. I'm sorry. I want my year.
1 year?
I mean, I want my year. And if you're going to tell me I get 10 more? I'm definitely taking the 10 more years, right?
That's pretty old.
I don't care. I want as many as I could possibly get.
No, I totally agree. I can care less about a Super Bowl if I get to live more.
I mean, that could be the difference between seeing a grandkid or seeing a grandkid go to college. Like, there's all these moments.
Great,
like,
great.
No, I'm taking my 10 years. Give me 10 years.
All right. Would you rather Dak win MVP or someone on defense win Defensive Player of the Year? And then he says that he understands both are long shots, but it's fun to think about. So for Defensive Player of the Year, he said Micah or Bland or Dak MVP.
It's about Dak for me because Dak has taken so much heat for so many years, and I think he's been a really good quarterback for a lot of years, but he doesn't get that credit. This really is the first year, in my opinion, when he's gotten his due from media types around the country. And so I would love for him to win an MVP. More importantly, I'd love for him to win a championship because I think that does quiet a lot of it. And that's the fair part about it. I saw the same thing with Peyton Manning and a lot of other quarterbacks. Till you get that championship or at least get deep into the playoffs, into the Super Bowl, you're just not going to get that same level of respect. And I don't think that the Cowboys not reaching that level of success has been necessarily about Dak. Now, Dak has had some moments in playoff games where he hasn't been at his best either. But I do think, by and large, the success of the Cowboys over these last 3 years has really been about the fact they've had a premier quarterback. And so I would love to see him win a an MVP.
Yeah, I would absolutely, too. I think it would mean a lot to him. But, man, it's – really, it's about winning these games and stuff like that. So, but the MVP would be really, really nice.
Yep.
Yeah. Agree. Okay. The next one, last one. Would you rather decrease the penalties committed by this team or, I think you said it wrong, or decrease the penalties, or no, increase the penalties to be called against Micah?
I got you. Oh, so basically either decrease your overall penalties or see more penalties called against for Micah.
For Micah's favor.
You want to go with that one?
Go ahead.
I think I would rather decrease my own penalties because whether they get the calls on Micah or not, if you're getting the same level of penalties called against your team that you get typically, but you decrease the number that you're committing, mm-hmm. that still works out in your favor. So I don't necessarily care so much about them calling Micah. I just want a fair call. So if you're not going to make those calls when they're holding Micah, then don't make those calls when the Cowboys offensive line is holding whomever, right? Yeah. So yeah. To me, just make it fair. However you're going to call it consistently, and we'll deal with whatever the outcome is.
Give me the team penalties. Yeah, that to me, I mean, the pre-snap stuff or that unfortunate hands to the face so that on third down, the unfortunate defensive holding, illegal contact, you know, all those
running into the punter.
It's like
the list is endless. Right.
They're trying to get off the field and they get off the field and all of a sudden it's not there.
It doesn't come back.
It doesn't work. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. It happens all over. Like on both sides of the ball, not just defense. It happens on offense, sometimes on special teams as well. So yeah, definitely go with as a whole, decrease all the penalties. And that's it.
All right, good game. We will take our final break. We will come back. Got some more questions for these guys about the NFC. How does Dallas get to the 2 seed? We'll talk about that when we come back. This is DallasCowboys.com Radio.
Todd thought it would be secure to jog in the cheetah savanna. Todd believed the big cat repellent he bought online was reliable. And now, Todd is trying to be faster than this cheetah that can run 80 miles per hour. But the good news is, Todd has AT&T 5G that is fast, reliable, and secure. And he learned the best thing to do is stop running and toss her the backpack with the beef stew. AT&T 5G. Fast, reliable, secure. It's not complicated.
5G requires compatible plan and device. 5G may not be available in your area. See att.com/5G for you for details.
Don't put off getting your oil changed, Dallas. Take 5 Oil Change, a proud partner of the Cowboys, is faster than you think. There's no appointment needed and no waiting room. Yep, you heard that correctly. Take 5 is so fast, you don't even have to get out of your car. You can take advantage of Take 5's fast, friendly, and simple service at any of their locations across the Dallas area. And remember, at Take 5, you stay in your car because they're faster than you think. Take 5, the official oil change of the Dallas Cowboys.
It's the official men's skincare brand of the Dallas Cowboys, Jack Black. And right now, Cowboys fans can get 15% off their $75 order. Plus, because every deal needs a playmaker, your order will include a free 5-piece skincare set and free shipping. The Jack Black Playmaker is 4 of Jack's favorites and a full-sized intense therapy lip balm. Make a play for the Playmaker at getjackblack.com/cowboys with the code CowboysVIP. That's getjackblack.com/cowboys with the code CowboysVIP.
They say champions are remembered, but legends are never forgotten. United Ag and Turf offers a winning lineup of John Deere equipment built to tackle any challenge on and off the field. Legendary John Deere tractors, combines, residential mowers, commercial mowers, compact construction equipment, Gator utility vehicles, and a full line of golf and sports turf equipment. United Ag and Turf, the official Ag and Turf equipment supplier of the Dallas Cowboys. Visit UnitedAgandTurf.com to find a location near you.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Back to the break.
All right, here we go. The pro shops. Yeah, get the coverage you need this football season with Dallas Cowboys cold weather gear. Visit the nearest pro shop or log on to shop.dallascowboys.com. A Fanatics experience and score knit caps, hoodies, and jackets and more.
Welcome back. It is the final segment of the break. We are live from the SWBC Mortgage Studios at the Star. We're getting you ready for Cowboys versus Lions tomorrow night. It is a Saturday night game for the Cowboys. So here's what we're going to do. Let's talk first about the NFC. As I understand it right now, there are two scenarios that can help the Cowboys get into, or two main scenarios that can help the Cowboys get into the number 2 seed. Right now they're sitting at the number 5 seed, but the number 2 seed obviously would give them home field for at least the first 2 rounds, assuming they win. That being said, they will need Philadelphia to lose one of their final 2 games, either lose to Arizona mm-hmm. or lose at the New York Giants. And in, at the same time, the Cowboys need to win both of their two games in order to make that happen.
Yeah.
My question for you guys is, how likely do you think those scenarios are that the Dallas Cowboys will end up in the second seed?
Well, I think we're at 20%. I think it's gone, you know, I mean, if you look at the metrics and stuff like that, you know, it's pretty focused that you're locked into the five, but, you know, we'll see. But I know Kyler Murray this week, it sounds like, I mean, he's been dealing with sickness, illness. I mean, we need him to have the Michael Jordan flu game is what we need him to do if, you know, that they're going to win. Philadelphia, I mean, they righted the ship a little bit, but, Ben, that was a little shaky for them at the end.
They could have lost that game.
I kind of feel like that I'm hopeful that the Giants find a way to win this weekend and they still have something to try and just keep playing. Just have some pride. You know, don't, you know, they've taken DeVito out of the lineup and now they're trying. I mean, they're trying to win games. I just, you know, and you never know with the Eagles what's going to happen with them. You know, you just really don't know. So likely not. But you just don't know. That's why you have to keep playing. That's why you have to, you know, until you figure out what your situation is, and you're probably not going to know until both games are going on.
Yep.
You know that now the Eagles are winning, and then you could start sitting guys. But you got to play to win these next two. You really do.
Yeah, it sucks that we always find ourselves in a situation where it's not just up to you.
Yeah,
it depends on what somebody else is doing too. So here we are again. Even though, and I'll go ahead and say it, I think I'm gonna pick the Cowboys to win this weekend. But part of me thinks that there's a very good chance that they might not.
Yeah.
This is it's a very difficult game. And even though it's hard to imagine them going on a three-game losing streak and then losing at home, it's still a very tough matchup here. And
it's been hard the last 3 weeks to pick games.
Yeah.
It really has. And, you know, and I had confidence, like, yeah, they're going to turn things around in Buffalo. They're going to figure, and then they get run all over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
And then you have Washington next week, which Washington, I think they can definitely win that game, but you can never underestimate the Washington football team, because they will sometimes just give you problems.
Yeah.
Regardless of their current situation, whether they're in or out, nothing matters. They're still gonna go out there and put up a game and fight and give it their all usually. And so you can never just fully rely on that, just checking it as an automatic win for the Cowboys. So it's a tough one, but it's still possible.
Yeah.
Anything is possible. So faith is the last thing you lose.
Yeah. The interesting part is if Cowboys lose this weekend, they really have nothing to play for next weekend.
They don't.
Assuming Philly wins.
Yeah.
If Philly wins, Dallas loses this weekend, they will lock up the NFC East. And at that point, Dallas is already locked into the five seed.
Yeah.
So at that point, there really isn't anything to play for in that final week. And most likely you sit a lot of guys and start getting ready for the playoffs. So we'll see how it all plays out.
We had a discussion last night, Bobby and I did, on Love of the Star, our podcast, about would you consider playing Trey Lance in the third game, in the last game.
Yeah.
If it didn't matter.
Yeah.
Would you just go ahead and just, you know, give Trey Lance a little work, you know, and just, you know, make Dak the third quarterback. And, you know, if you want to play, say you want to play Cooper Rush for a half to keep him fresh. And then, and then the second half go with, you know,
treat it like a preseason game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just to kind of see where he's at and give him a little live look going into the season. Maybe a little confidence.
We'll see. It all depends on what happens this weekend. If they win, then they're playing that final week.
They got
to play out that final week to see how. Now, we also don't know, and this is something that just for fans to be aware, we still don't know what day and time the Cowboys will be playing in the final week.
Yeah.
The NFL does not release the schedule of who plays on Saturday or Sunday that final week and what times they play.
Yeah.
So we'll find that out, I assume, probably either Sunday night or Monday morning. And then we'll know like where our game is relative to where Philadelphia's game is. My suspicion is if they're still playing for the division,
they'll play at the exact same time.
So there won't be any indication before your game begins as to whether you really need to play it or not.
Right. That's what, if you win, you will play when you're supposed to play.
My guess is they'll both be afternoon games is what I'm going to guess. But we'll see. Mm-hmm. We'll see how that all plays out. All right. Let's get down to real quick. I also wanted to give you guys an opportunity to give me your seedings. Right now you got San Francisco, Detroit, Philly, Tampa Bay, Dallas, the Rams, and Seattle in the playoffs. The teams that are still fighting to get in are Minnesota, Atlanta, Green Bay, and New Orleans. Tampa Bay and New Orleans, I think, play this weekend.
Yeah.
That will go a long way toward who wins that division, I would assume. Do you guys think that the Rams and Seattle end up being the final sixth and seventh seeds?
Who does Green Bay have left? Yeah, it's next to you, right there on their schedule. Just right there to your net.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Green Bay will be playing at Minnesota and then against Chicago.
Okay, so they got two division games left. Yeah. So if they find a way to win, that would make them, their record right now is, are they six and?
They're seven and eight. Seven and eight. They could get to, they could get as high as 9-8.
Man, I wonder if Green Bay would be the final team. But Seattle's got, who's Seattle got left, by the way? I'm sorry.
Seattle, and I'm looking for it. Seattle has Pittsburgh. Tough game. It depends on who shows up for Pittsburgh,
exactly,
right? And then at Arizona, which by then Arizona may be just like ready for vacation.
They're probably going to get two wins there, I would say. I know it's a tough game in Pittsburgh. I'm going to say it's Seattle to be the seven, Rams are the six.
Here's the interesting part. The Rams at 8-7 at the end of the season,
last game at
San Francisco. Now, the interesting part also is, has San Francisco gotten to a point where they've wrapped up everything they can wrap up. Now, I think they can if this weekend Dallas wins and Philly loses, maybe. Yeah, because right now Philly and San Francisco are tied.
Right.
San Francisco has the tiebreak over them. So yeah, they would need Philly to lose in order for that game not to matter to San Francisco.
There you go.
So yeah, if Philly wins as we all expect they will this weekend, then San Francisco will still be playing that final week, and that makes it to where the Rams are then in a really tough situation of having to maybe play to get into the playoffs there to get a win against the San Francisco 49ers on the road.
I think the 49ers win that game
against the Rams.
Yeah. That'll be a good game.
That will be a good game. That might be the game they put in the night slot next week because it'll have so many implications.
It will.
All right, let's move on to our final. I want to pick multiple games this week like we did last week. There are a number of games that will affect the Cowboys. So I want to go through these games and make our picks, and then we'll get to the Cowboys versus Lions game and pick that one. So let's start first with Arizona, who's 3-12, at Philadelphia, who's 11-4. Where do you go?
Philadelphia wins that game.
Yeah, Philly.
Philadelphia. All right. Let's go to New Orleans, Tampa Bay. New Orleans is 7-8. They're going to Tampa Bay, who's 8-7. As you said, Brian, Tampa Bay's been pretty hot here lately. Where do you think that ends up?
Tampa.
I think it carries. Yeah, I think they get their fifth game win.
They eliminate the Saints this weekend.
Yeah. Tampa. And at that point, do they clinch? Can they clinch at that point? I wonder.
I believe, I don't know with Atlanta's situation, but I think they're well on their way, yes.
Yeah, Atlanta is 7-8, so they're one game behind Tampa as well.
So I don't know if they clinch then. You know.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. It probably depends on what happens with Atlanta this weekend as well. All right, let's talk about San Francisco at Washington.
There's no way Washington wins that game.
Not even just like for fun.
No. San Francisco wins the game, but then Washington plays their ass off the next week against you.
Yeah, right.
That's how this is going to work.
Have you sensed that all that Washington's given up yet? Like that they've just kind of.
They're
in the offseason already because
they're making plans to quit.
Yeah, conventional wisdom is the coach is probably won't be there next year. That's what most people are thinking. So when you get in those situations, I don't know if the team is as motivated. Yeah. Maybe
no. You got one foot in the parking lot, and the U-Haul is kind of packed, and you get it ready this week because you know the next week. Well, like we got to have a good showing.
Yeah,
you know, we'll leave with a good taste in our mouth, and we'll find a way to beat Dallas. You know, 18-17, some stupid thing like that. Yeah. You know, that's. Yeah, they won't play worth a damn this weekend, but they will the next weekend.
All right. And then you've got Pittsburgh at Seattle.
Why are you even asking that question?
Pittsburgh at Seattle. Both teams are 8-7. Pittsburgh coming off a really nice win last week.
Is that game in Seattle?
It's in Seattle.
Give me Seattle.
Seattle, it's something, I'm telling you, I don't know what it is, but something about Seattle that I just keep getting drawn to them and keeping them as a like someone to keep an eye on.
Yeah.
I think Seattle wins that game.
Do you know, have you heard if Geno's healthy?
He's, I don't think he's completely healthy, but healthy enough to try and win a game against Pittsburgh. Yeah.
That team, Seattle's gotten it. There was a time earlier this year where I was really like, they're good team. Now I'm kind of like, I think
after
they could
you
be
see
beaten.
Them live, you kind of have an idea. They're like, the problem is the wide receivers are a pain in the rear to deal with, and then that runner could be a pain in the rear to deal with too.
Yeah,
you know, but
yeah, both of them actually, they got two good ones. All right, it is time. We're gonna make our picks: Cowboys versus Lions.
I'll be right back.
All right, you got like literally as long as it's gonna take Brian to make his pick. So let's talk about Detroit at Dallas.
Yeah, you know what? I like Dallas at home. I think they finish out the year 8-0 with their team. Give me Dallas 30, the Lions 24 in this football game. I thought about going really high in this game because I think you're absolutely right with both teams going back and forth, but I'll take 30-24 Cowboys in this one.
All right. Diego, it's your turn. You want to make a pick?
Hi.
Hey, buddy. You ready to make your pick today? Who's gonna win this game?
Cowboys.
Who? Can you say it louder?
Cowboys.
Cowboys. All right.
35.
32.
All right. We got your pick, Diego. Good job.
Choking.
There we go. All right. So Diego says Cowboys 35-32. I am also going to go Cowboys. I think it's going to be a high-score game. Yeah. Quite frankly, I think they're going to hit into the 40s.
Yeah.
I'm getting it 41-38 in a barn burner. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, Mama.
Huh?
Okay.
It was a lot of scoring is going to happen this weekend. I think ultimately it's going to be about, just like the Seattle game, what defense can make the stop at the right moment in
the
game.
Made three, four down stops,
Yeah, but it's going to be one of those kind of games, I think, where these offenses are really going to have a good day. All right, we appreciate you guys joining us. We wish every one of you guys listening to us a very, very happy and safe new year. We'll see you back again on Tuesday. We won't be on Monday, but we'll see you on Tuesday. We'll tell you what went right and wrong for the Cowboys. We'll start getting you ready for Washington and really start getting you ready for the playoffs because it's that time of year. We'll probably talk about a Texas win, but we'll see how that goes. Until then, for Brian Broaddus, Amber Garcia, and Diego, we appreciate you guys, Jonas. We'll be back on Tuesday. See you later.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club. How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!